Had some help is exactly what I have right now. I've had I have some house guests at my house to help me out. I was talking to you guys about how just the like end of the year, a bunch of crap was going wrong, especially with my house. Like my basement had flooded, and so we'd ripped up all the carpet and it was basically just back to cement. We had a bunch of, you know, drywall issues and a bunch of stuff happening. And I say a bunch of stuff because I know nothing about any of it at all. I am the least handy person that's ever walked the planet. Like, if you were to hand me a tool and say, what does it do? I would just try to do the opposite of whatever it's probably for. Like a screwdriver, I'd start hammering stuff with it. Look at me knowing tools and stuff.
Yeah.
So my father-in-law is in town. My wife's biological dad is extremely handy. He's a carpenter by trade. And so we have him as a house guest. To say I'm excited about that would be a lie. It just sucks having guests and then having guests in the situation that we have, because like he's staying in the basement that he's working on and helping us do some of these repairs and stuff like that and some of the home stuff we need to do. So he's just sleeping on like a bed in the cement. And then like I feel like any dad, because that's what dads do, like he wants to help his daughter. So he's like, you know, like, what's going on with this? How do you do this? And then he's like, bro, why is this broken around the house? He's just seeing all the crap that I haven't been doing, which that sucks. Not going to lie. He's just pointing out all the things that I can't do. Mm-hmm. And then here's where it gets worse, guys. I've got another handyman coming today. My dad is coming.
No.
What?
I don't know why.
Wow.
My dad is down.
Yeah, my dad is not very handy either. I've learned my handiness from him. But he's like, well, if he's coming in town, you can use an extra hand. I want to be there for you guys. And like, guys, and all it does is make me feel extremely pathetic that I cannot take care of anything. That everyone's like, this guy needs a lot of help. But I do. And it is extremely stressful because I have two little kids all upstairs. And my upstairs area is not very large or big. And then I have my father-in-law is a handy guy downstairs doing work and sawing wood and all this stuff that I can't even help him with. And then my dad's going to be there with them.
Where the hell are you going to put your dad?
Yeah. That's what my wife said. I have
in
no
bed idea. With you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah, could like, it be an interesting visit. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So I have a whole full house. My dad's not leaving until Friday. I try to tell my dad, maybe you should just wait. He's like, no, you need help. And so, yeah, I have a bunch of handy people trying to help me and two different father-in-laws. And I usually try to keep everyone separate because they all have different opinions.
Right.
And now I feel like I'm going to have a lot of cooks in my kitchen as I'm trying to do a remodel. Like, this is what you guys should do. Like, no, this is what you guys should do. And then my wife and I are probably going to kill each other trying to decide what to do and actually do with some of these fixes and things like that.
Man, I think this sounds like a disaster.
Oh, it's definitely a disaster.
I can't even argue with you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, already, like, when you have, like, a home remodel going on, it's stiff between you and your spouse.
Oh, yeah. We've been fighting nonstop all weekend about everything.
But now to add in both of your parents, it's going to be like an in-law war of like, well, no, I can help hammer this. No, I can do it. Oh, boy.
And I definitely think they're going to try to like
one-up another.
Yes. Another. I think my dad realizes that like he's not good at these things. So he will take a back seat, but he definitely is a strong, opinionated person. And so I think he's going to be like, telling my father-in-law, you should do this type of work. My father-in-law's like, you don't even know how to do it. And I just be like, everyone stop. So yeah, I'm thinking I might die before Friday.
Yeah.
Like the worst combination at my home right now.
Does anybody have any words of encouragement for him?
I mean, you got to look on the positives.
I'm like Hannah. When Hannah's car slid out, we were just talking about, my hands are off the wheel and I'm just praying.
Right. What are the positives, Kev? I'd like to hear this.
Yeah. Please, Kev, we're leaning on you.
Yeah, here we go, Kev. Let's see, because you could spit anything.
I think the positives are you've got two people willing to help and they're there to redo your basement. So you're getting a basement redone by two people who really care about you and really care about your family.
Yeah, put them to work, I guess. It's
best,
not, I mean,
yeah.
It's in their hands.
If they're going to be there, at least put them to work, you know?
Yeah. No one thinks I'm going to make it to Friday.
No.
Well, we had a good run. AB actually has her own handyman situation, but instead of father-in-laws and things like that, she went in a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Find out in 3 minutes on Y98.